when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you cannot resist the power. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you cannot resist the power. Ask God the Father that you may receive the Holy Spirit power. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you cannot resist the power. Ask God the Father that you may receive the Holy Spirit power. And Ishmael, the son of Abraham, was grown up in those days. He was 14 years old when Sarah bare Isaac to Abraham. And God was with Ishmael, the son of Abraham. And he grew up and he learned the use of the bow and became an archer. And when Isaac was 5 years old, he was sitting with Ishmael at the door of the tent. And Ishmael came to Isaac and seated himself opposite of him. And he took the bow and drew it and put the arrow in it and intended to slay and kill Isaac. And Sarah saw that act which Ishmael desired to do to her son Isaac. And it grieved her exceedingly on the account of her son. And she sent for Abraham and said to him, "Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for her son shall not be heir with my son." Let me say that real slow. When there is an anointing on your life, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And the Spirit rested on Sarah's tent and never lifted all the days of her life. So Sarah had the ability to see the act and to discern what Ishmael desired to do to his brother Isaac. And it grieved Sarah exceedingly on the account of her son Isaac, who was the promised child. And she sent for Abraham. Abraham's wife said to Abraham, her husband, Sarah called for her husband. And Sarah said to her husband, "Get this woman out my house and let her take her son with her. For her son shall not be an heir with my son. Cast this bondwoman, cast this slave woman, get this woman out of my house and take her son with her, because her and her son will not be heirs to my son. Get this woman out my house." See, Sarah made a wrong thing right, because God did not tell Sarah to have Hagar sleep with her husband. So Sarah made it right when Sarah told her husband, "Kick this woman out my house and take her son and kick him out the house with her." You see, because you cannot touch the hair of the head of those who have been anointed and chosen and called by God. "For thus did he hearken to the voice of Sarah." See, Abraham listened to his wife, and he rose up early in the morning. And he took 12 loaves and a bottle of water, which he gave to Hagar, and sent her away with her son. And Hagar went with her son to the wilderness. And they dwelt in the wilderness of Faran with the inhabitants of the wilderness. And Ishmael was an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness for a very long time. Isn't that something? Sometimes your enemy could be your own brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your aunt, your uncles, your cousins, your nieces, your nephews, your best friend, your next door neighbor. But according to the word of God, if you are a true believer and you walk in faith, your enemy is not going to be your husband, and your enemy is not going to be your wife. If God gives a man of God's wife the ability to discern something is wrong in her house, she calls on her husband and she gives her husband an account of what she discerned. And immediately her husband in the spirit will hear God speaking to him through her. And he will immediately take heed and respond and do as his wife has instructed him to do. "Remove this bondwoman and her son out of my house. Take this woman and remove this woman out of my house, and take her son and remove her son out of my house with her. For he will not be an heir with my son, Isaac." The anointing destroys the yoke.